Today, I am unfortunate one, and today you are also unfortunate one, because you have to put up with the garbage man. With garbage man. Garbage man. Because the circumstances of His Holiness' health is a little bit uncomfortable, and so all of us, please pray, you know. His health is good, you know, so you cannot, you not necessarily put situation with garbage. So this circumstance and His Holiness give permission me to have babysit for you. Now, His Holiness chosen particular the text by Lama Jitong Kapa, which is we call three principles, part two, liberation or enlightenment. So today I try to give you know the introduction on this text, but detail is not my business.
All right, yes.
Now this text, Tibetan we call Lamsun Namsun, yes, Lamsun Namsun. The historical this book is Lama Jitong Kapa. He directly communicate and visually see Lord Manjushri. And the Manjushri give this, you know, packet of the, you know, teaching. And he gave to his disciple. This is a small text, but contained the entire Lord Buddha's teaching, essence of entire Lord Buddha's teaching. And also very simple man, very practical, and the universal teaching, everybody understandable. Now, three principle, the path is this way. Renunciation and bodhicitta and sunyata wisdom. I want you understand why he calls, you know, the essential or principle path to liberation. Because Western world, the renunciation has the different connotation, and they scared and losing their pleasure. Mm. but no way, no way out without renunciation. Well, first of all of us, we consider to be free from the ego mind, from the bondage, of samsara. We all consider what makes the bondage to samsara and what makes unhappy is the not having renunciation. Now, what is renunciation? What makes renounce? Now, reason we are unhappy because we extremely craving with sensory object or samsara object, and we grasp the thing. We are seeking to solve problem, but we are not seeking right place. The right place is the grasping. Once one ego grasping, the tightness to make loose, that is all. Supposedly that according to Buddhist point of view, monk nuns, having the renunciation vow, right? The meaning of monk nun to renounce world means less grasping, less craving sensory object. Cannot say that monk nuns give up already samsara, because monk nun has stomach, so the thing is English words renounce has, tricky language, You can say monk nuns renounce stomach. Maybe you can say certain terms, which is not necessarily monk nuns put stomach there. So I want you to understand the renounce the sensory pleasure. It doesn't mean you throw flower away, you throw nice things, you throw away. That doesn't mean you renounce. Renounce is something to do totally in experience. So now the meaning of renunciation, samsara, is not you throw away samsara. Because your body, your nose is samsara. How can you throw your nose like this? Your mind, your body is, well, at least my body, my mind is samsara. So I cannot throw away. So, for that reason, renunciation means to make less craving, make reasonable, instead of too much pressure, psychological pressure, one step, and lead craziness action. Now, it's very important to know what point then, we should less grasping on the sensory pleasure. The many times our grasping, craving, desire on the pleasure or worldly pleasure does not give the satisfaction. That is the main point. It leads to more dissatisfied, more psychologically, more case reaction. That is the main point. If you have some wisdom, some method to handle perfectly, some extent, by utilizing persons, sensory object, and not bring the negative reaction, it's all right. You touch flower. So, human being, we are capable. We can judge ourselves how much power we can go into the pleasure, experience of sensory pleasure, without mixed up, without confused.
we should judge. It is completely up to individual experience. It's like French wine. Some French people, not possible to take wine, even though they lie, but because circumstances of nervous system. Some French people take a little bit, some French people take bigger, some people bigger. So I want you to understand, Buddhist scriptures completely forbidding the monk and nuns to drink wine. Not the reason wine is bad, Grape is bad, Grape is beautiful. Grape tree. Especially the red grape wine is fantastic color. Oh, because we are ordinary, beginner to path to liberation. They easily to caught with the negative energy. For that reason, not the one itself is bad. All right? That's good example for the renunciation. What is one Indian great saint? Who is this? Who drink wine one time? Who is this Indian? Remember this? I don't remember the Indian saint, this one. Any one great Indian saint, he went in the some place where is wine selling place, bar. Then he drank. Then the man says, "I'm going to pay." After the sun set, he will pay. So he drank. This man, he want money. He drink. Somehow this scent he control sunset, so you can see. These kind of higher realization is like miracle realization, or you can go esoteric realization, or you can go, it's something incomprehensible by the ordinary us, but he still control. He could control sun. He control. He drink. One is maybe 30 gallons or something like that, without TV making. My point is, the renounce is. To have renunciation of samsara is not only the monk nuns, the business, As long we are seeking, liberation or enlightenment, everybody should have renunciation of samsara. That if you check your own life, your own daily experience, you can see we are caught such small pleasure. Such small pleasure. We consider tremendous hang up, tremendous hang up with grasping, and not so much value. You understand? So now the point is, Western way of thinking is similar Buddhist attitude. Western society thinking, I should have best, biggest one. Isn't it? The same thing, Buddhism. You should have best, lasting. You understand? Perfect pleasure. Rather than you are fighting on, pleasure of one glass of wine. So that's why useless, are the grasping attitude, useless actions to abandon. Something you make meaningful, liberated life, does have to be actualized. No, I don't want you understand only philosophical point of view. We are capable we examine our own mind, and we can comprehend that this kind of my mind daily, you know, to bring problem, and which is not worthwhile objectively and subjectively. So this the way, the meditation, we can correct the attitude. We can correct our action. Don't think that my attitude, my action is, you know, my previous karma. I cannot do anything. That is misunderstanding of karma. Don't think I'm the powerless. We do have power. Human being, we do have power to change our lifestyle, to change our attitude, to change our habit. That capacity you call maybe Buddha potentiality or God potentiality or whatever you call. That's why Buddhism is simple. And it is universal teaching. It is understandable any religions or non-religious people. Now, opposite of renunciation of samsara is extreme mind. Another way I'm saying, most of time, our mind, the grasping, craving mind, is the giving projection overestimate way. That projection nothing to do with the object of reality. But I want you to understand Buddhism objectively. Buddhism not saying there aren't objectively any beauty. There is beauty. This flower has certain beauty. But that is the only conventional. Or in other words, relative. Okay. Now. The craving mind is the projecting which is beyond somehow, you know, relative level. So that has nothing to do with object. Oh, that is the hypnotize, if you want to know. Hypnotize? Yeah. Communicating? Oh. And that is hallucinating. That is deluded and holding wrong entity. That without observation, intensive observation, and without a introspective wisdom, one cannot discover. For that reason, Buddhism meditate means, you know, checking. So this kind of way of checking is we call analytical meditation, that involving logic, that involving philosophy. So the Buddhist philosophy and the psychology, those helps to see things better. Therefore, the analytical meditation is a scientific way of analyze once one experience. I want you to understand, maybe monk nuns, you know, not renounce at all. Well, it's true, isn't it? So you see, Buddhism, we have superficial structure and universal structure. Don't you think? I'm sure you all of you know. Monk nuns, we say we renounce, you know. We try. It means we try, that's all. The sometimes Western thinking that monk nuns are holy. We are not holy, you know. We try. That's reasonable, okay? Don't overestimate again that one. It's very important. We are community. We are Buddhist community, you know. We have good understanding each other, lay people and monk nuns. And that is the goal. Just live at ease.
Otherwise, unhealthy, overestimate expectation each other. Okay. Now, better do my business. All right. Maybe, I think concerning renunciation introduction is maybe that enough, you know. Now, bodhicitta. Now, bodhicitta is this way. One understands most one problem of ego and craving, desire, angry, you know, the impatient, or one situation, uncooked situation, disaster situation within oneself. And one feels oneself is the compassion object because of those situations. So that then from their beginning, this situation I am is not only me has ego complex, you know, problem as I do, and in the society situation in the world, some people are higher class, some are middle class, lower class, some are super beauty, some are middle, some are a little bit this, some are ugly. Everybody try to seek happy, not desire miserable. Same thing me. Then beginning, equilibrium, feeling come. With the enemy, with the strange, with your friend, somehow come. Equilibrium. Deep down, not the intellectual, something really sincerity, you know, some deep down, bottom of the heart, comes, is really truly same thing. However, Buddhism, we teach technical meditation, how equalize all universal living beings. Without equilibrium, some extent equilibrium feeling, with all universal living beings, not possible to say that I want to give my life to others. And bodhicitta is not possible. So the bodhicitta is something most precious, you know, the diamond, you know, sort of diamond mind. In order to have put space there, one have to be equalized feeling with all universal living beings. I want you to understand the distinct, the communist idea of the equal and the Buddhist the idea. The Buddhist idea, the equilibrium is one can experience. It is possible right now. Communist idea, equilibrium is maybe after billion years later, you know, possible. Unless everybody has gone, that's not possible. Now, the point is, Buddhism is healthy mind. Healthy mind, equilibrium, realization should have, because we should discover healthy mind. Oh. It's something to do with the inner mind, not the outside human being. So the my business is, I should have not bothered by the, you know, projecting enemy, by the, you know, projecting grasping tight object and something forget about. Or these three category object is, you know, which is I made my own mind. It's not outside existence. So as long you have hatred to object of one human being, as long you have, you know, craving, overestimated object, you know, desire, as long you have the indifferent, losing, ignore, so you can see, Hatred, yeah, and desire, and ignorant, ignoring.
You don't want to know.
Yes.
I don't care what he's doing, what he's doing. I don't care, Africa, what is happening. So ignoring. So that this poison, by concerning this object, is the my problem, not the object problem. How can I happy and content, satisfy, if little bit is my biggest problem, enemy, How can I be happy? You look me.
So you understand that equilibrium is something to do in experience. You understand? Forget about Bodhicitta. We all long way to go, baby. No. What I express is, in Tibetan Buddhism, Lama Jitongkapa, the most impressive, equilibrium feeling. This is the most difficult realization, So that was my expression, So it's worthwhile to try, at least, Even though difficult, try. So the equilibrium is something middle way. Another way to say is middle way. So that's why particular point of view, in order to healthy Buddhist people are healthy, we should have equalized feeling with the Western religion, East religion, equalized feeling and respect for the all the people who practice Christian, we should respect. Then happy. As long as you happy, that is your business. I think it is a mistake that Western baby Buddhist people and thinking that Buddhism is better than Christian. I think it's wrong. It is not true, firstly. And secondly, it gives bad vibration and unhealthy mind. I really feel that sometimes Buddhist people can learn from the Christian. For example, when I was in Spain, I visited some of the monasteries of Christian. And the Christian monk, where they living, where their renunciation seems much better renounce of the monastery of Tibetan. Tibetan Buddhism, Tibetan community of the monastery, we still have individualistic attitude. And those Christian community, the monk, they're completely unified. They have no individual position. I think for me, sort of, taking refuge object, those monkey are. Of course, individualistic is concerning individual need of individual growth. All right, isn't it? That is all right. That's why different religion is existed. Now, from the equilibrium, the practicing, daily practicing as much as you could, and not having enemy, not having tremendous grasping, exaggerated grasping, exotic object of craving, not having, and then this way you can grow in that space, equilibrium space. You can grow your bodhicitta, which is dedicated attitude for the all universal living being. The bodhicitta is extremely higher, extremely higher realization, which is completely opposite of self-cherishing attitude. It is giving oneself complete service for others in order to lead most highest liberation, not the temporary.
We have extreme thought. Sometimes we too much emphasis putting tremendous energy for nothing gaining.
Like this, what is like this? Western, the athletic, some of the athletic is a good example.
Athletic, you know, motor jump. He spent all his money and energy, everything is to just jump with, you know, motorcycle, you know. And the result, he killed himself, you know. So what?
Now,
bodhicitta is something very practical, I tell you. It is something medicine. Some cherished thought is like, nail or saw you're putting in your heart, always uncomfortable.
But
the bodhicitta, since you opened, you begin open, incredible, tremendous, peaceful, tremendous pleasure you gain. Exhaust less energy you gain. Forget about the enlightenment, you know. You open for others. It's a tremendous pleasure, tremendous satisfaction you gain. It is very interesting that to work for others is infinite. So life is rich. Life is rich and interested continuously. So you can see Western people, they're bored easily. Therefore they take drugs and they think they're easily bored. They can't see what to do. Not that those people who take drugs and they think these are the something, you know, unintelligent, you know. They do have intelligence, but they don't know their energy is put some way to be beneficial for the society or something themselves. They can't see block, you know. So then they destroy themselves. So if you don't want the understanding, bodhicitta is to dedicate others. Sometimes difficult that way understanding. You can make bodhicitta is a selfish attitude too. Why? What I'm saying, practical point of view. You begin to open to others. You know? Your tide is here, heart is tied, completely tied, you know? Ego tied. You understand? You know, I and ego tied. This text says something, the ego is you know, the iron, the ego is iron tied, you know. Lama Jitsongkhapa says, you know. So that this iron tiedness is hard. How to lose it? When you begin to dedicate. Unbelievable, peaceful, unbelievable relaxation. Even selfish attitude, you can do practically that one, I say. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. So, the really matter is attitude. Really matter is attitude. Complete attitude. If you make your attitude to really open for the all universal living being, you understand? And you dedicate it, it is enough to relax. I think, my opinion, this is much more powerful, you know, bodhicitta attitude is much more powerful, much more practical in Western environment, you know, than meditation school to yourself. Anyway, 20th century society, our life, we don't have time for meditation. Even you try, salvation is, last night I'm too late, yesterday my heart woke. But I really believe that strong, dedicated attitude, determination, from one day, on my rest of this life, today, I, as much as possible, I dedicate for others. I think this is so powerful. Anyway, some of the people's attitude, their meditation is they want something, you know, concrete consultation. You know, it's not possible concrete consultation in such short time without life, you know, put together. And the Westerners, very difficult to put their own life together, I tell you. that most typical things. This is, you know, Tibetan monk projection, of course. Yeah, especially me, you know. Well, yeah. Because you have to be organized your life. If you not organize your life, how can be you good meditator? Not possible. Not possible.
Life disorder?
How could be good meditation? I don't know what I'm talking about. I think that I control.
All right. Now, I think somebody said time is over. You know, I'm scared, you know. Anyway, next subject is, you know, Sunyata. Sunyata is, you know, His Holiness going to explain, you know. Okay? You shouldn't worry. However, what I'm going to say is this way, that the renunciation and the bodhicitta, the wisdom, universal reality, these three is essence of Buddhism, essence of Christian, essence of universal religion. There's no contradiction at all. Westerners easily make rationalization that this Buddhist monk talking is East trip. These three are not Eastern culture, no Tibetan culture. Anyway, historically, you do know when Shakyamuni teach Four Noble Truths, Four Noble Truths, whose culture? The essence of religion is nothing particular one country's culture. Compassion, love, reality is whose culture? Okay, all right. All right. That's why the three principles of Four Noble Truths or a right path, you can exercise, implement any country, any nation. There's no contradiction at all. Well, also, we have to understand that these three principles, meditation, the Manjushri, to Lama Tsongkhapa. Lama Tsongkhapa passed up to now. It's not something, you know, Gelugpa things. It is contained all the Tibetan tradition, four traditions. So we should not give misconception that, the four traditions, we practice differently. You cannot say, Kajuba renunciation, Kelubha renunciation, Sajjaba renunciation, Yumaba renunciation, Sajjaba Buddhist, Gelugpa refuge, Kajuba refuge, different. How could you say? I don't have any room. Even if Shakyamuni comes here, that's different. I'm going to say reject. For me, even if Shakyamuni Buddha come here, sort of manifest, religious light, you know, say, they are different. I'm going to say no. People easily deluded, you know. People easily hallucinated. I want you to know. The first thing, in order to you become Buddhist Sikh, is only taking refuge in Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, that is all. Then how can you say you look for refuge and Kajuba refuge different? No, I want you to understand. I think I want to say something.
We have limitation concepts, limitation to orientation. I want you to see human beings are how limited.
Now, I put example this way. Vietnamese Buddhist people
cannot visualize,
yeah,
Tibetan Buddha. Tibetans cannot visualize Chinese Buddha.
Okay.
Oh, Westerners are very difficult to visualize Japanese Buddha.
That means you ignore all those Buddhas? That means you discriminate, you know? I take only Tibetan Buddha. I only take Western Buddha. East Buddha, I give up, you know? Japanese Buddha, I give up, you know? You understand now? How we are limited.
Well, that is I call human being limitation. They cannot understand universal levels. That's why they put such way cultural limitation in order to ego can go on. If I say badly that each of nations, the Buddhist people, they hang on their Buddha is their ego grasping object.
Understand?
And also scientifically, that I'm checking out Western, you know, people, many Western people study Tibetan, you know, the painter. And when they make Buddha, completely different Buddha, they make exactly Westernized Buddha.
Well,
they do. Even though they exactly teach dimension, you know, Tibetan style, like this, like this, like this. The example is Tibetan example, you know. But when they make it, Westernized. This is scientific, my experience. That shows that a human being can do only through the delimitation experiment you can paint it, anything, isn't it? In the wall.
Oh.
Anyway, I think it is so pity that also Gelugpa's thinking, you know, that, you know, that they don't want to take refuge Nyingma taking refuge like Pema Sambhava. If I say, I think it's a pity that all the Gelugpa, many Tibetan texts, Gelugpa texts written, Lama Jitongkapa is a manifestation of Pema Sambhava. Maybe I say Lama Jitongkapa is a manifestation of Jesus. I think very, you know, I tell you, first misconception comes from taking refuge, I tell you. First thing is taking refuge is you have to learn. Taking refuge is not easy. It's something very profound, you know. Then taking refuge, beginning you take a fanatical view of understanding of Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Then you become a fanatical Buddhist, you know. Okay, my advice is, if you are truly Buddhist, you taking refuge, 10 generations of Buddha, you taking refuge, 10 generations of Bodhisattva, isn't it? In 10 generations, there's no division, West East, isn't it? I think sometimes too much vision eye orientation is no good. I don't care. Anyway, Buddha Dhamma is not object of I. It's good Christian way explaining God is something, you know, you understand? Something, you know, omnipresent, you know, universal or something. Actually, that good understanding. Still, my Buddha, my Dhamma, my Sangha. Rubbish. That is the problem. If you attach, you know, if you attach a particular object of my Lama or my thing, ridiculous. Buddha says, you should not attach me, and you should not attach enlightenment. You cannot attach six paramita. You cannot attach anything.
I think time is run out, isn't it? Yeah. Maybe a couple of minutes, you know, I'm still unfortunate, you know, that, you know, His Holiness, you know, cannot come. I really truly wish, you know, that inviting His Holiness is like Buddha, you know, second Buddha coming in this earth. You know, I feel so unfortunate that His Holiness cannot come. You know, you have to put, you know, such garbage, you know, as usual one. So please, you know, one maybe short time, just a couple of minutes, we meditate, okay? And we meditate, and we sending our energy, our, you know, what is it, the light energy, you know, to purifying any obstacles of, you know, anything, okay? Especially from our heart, what blissful radiant light with the rainbow energy we send it to His Holiness' heart. And from the His Holiness Dalai Lama's heart, also what radiant light with the Om Mani Padme Hum mantra coming, our heart. Our body, nervous system, from the feet up to crown, filled by the Om Mani Padme Hum mantra with the rainbow radiant light from His Holiness' heart. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And have a nice day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.